I would have.
How would you like to work for Haman? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Well, it's too late to work for the biblical character Haman, as found in the book of Esther. But Haman has relatives, lots of them, and they are everywhere. Today, they're called control freaks. Met any lately? Work for any lately? Live with some? Related to a few? Go to school with many? In a book entitled Character and Ideology in the Book of Esther, Michael V. Fox writes that Haman is devoured by his obsession with control. So you can imagine why this man, second only to the king, was upset when Mordecai didn't show fear or reverence him in the king's gate. As powerful as he thought he was, he couldn't control Mordecai, make Mordecai do what he wanted him to do, that is to rise and show him respect in public in the king's gate. Haman couldn't shake this disrespect, and in essence, according to Fox, it robbed Haman of all pleasure he might get from honor, wealth, and power, which he dearly loved. In the end, the solution Haman selected to solve the perceived lack of control problem became his undoing. Now, most control freaks are not as dangerous as Haman, although they can drive us crazy, be downright annoying, and has driven more than one employee to go elsewhere and have driven folk running and screaming from the house. Control freaks are often driven by the fear of failure or perfectionism or insecurity. So they try to be on top of everything and everyone. Hovering, micromanaging, giving you tasks without title or power, nagging, pushing, over-supervising. Jeez! Huh? But there is an upside. They're often very dedicated, hardworking, overworkers, and responsible. Well, how do we survive? Some experts suggest that you can best handle them by giving them lots of details and information and giving it to them often. Assure them that you're a part of the team, their team, and you're willing to work with them and not against them. But you can assert your own work style. How do you do that? Why, try saying things like, "I can get done a lot faster if you don't hover." Finally, be consistent. If you work for one, just get your stuff done and get it in on time. It will help Haman and Hamina to back off a little. Maybe? Sometimes. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.